I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Tonight, the Lightbox Film Center will reopen in downtown Philadelphia. The city's only year-round home for art and foreign films had been part of the International House in West Philadelphia, but was forced to move when iHouse decided to sell its building. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports Lightbox's new home is at the University of the Arts.
The Lightbox Film Center will inaugurate its new space on Broad Street with unabashed art house fare. The latest film by avant-garde artist Matthew Barney, called Redoubt, which will be followed by Satan Tango, a 1994 epic by Hungarian filmmaker Bela Tarr that's more than 7 hours long. Lightbox director Jesse Pyer says it's slow, intentionally slow.
It consists of 12 shots over 7.5 hours. There's a kind of breathtaking stillness that each scene is imbued with.
Pyers is in his new home, a 200-seat theater in the Gershman Y building on the campus of the University of the Arts. He says this new partnership with UArts will not change his programming aesthetic toward ambitious and experimental films. UArts president David Yeager says that's exactly what he wants.
I had very little assignment to Jesse except go curate the best films that are out there. That was it. It wasn't about making them entertaining. It wasn't about trying to build audience. It wasn't about any of those kind of things, because that's not what I'm interested in.
Yeager says he is interested in showing films to both his students and the public that are sometimes obscure, sometimes difficult, not normally seen in other places. Films will be screened on the third floor auditorium. That's where the Jewish Film Festival used to operate. Yeager is raising funds to build the basement into a dedicated cinema space, but that's not expected to be completed for at least a few more years. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.